CybersecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017. Beautiful Las Vegas. What's your name, sir?
Hi, my name is Travis Rosick. I'm with Blue Vector.
And what does Blue Vector do?
Blue Vector is a advanced threat detection at the network level. We recently were awarded a patent.
Congratulations.
Recently awarded a patent for zero-day malware detection using machine learning.
Wow.
Now, I hear that term all the time. I have a small brain. She has a larger brain. Zero-day. Tell me what it means. Because in movies, it means I'm releasing the movie the same day all the time. Oh, all around the world. So what does zero-day mean in the cyber world?
Close.
So there's a few definitions for zero-day. So two main definitions are a zero-day exploit. So it's a piece of malicious code that's targeting an unknown vulnerability that people don't know about. The other use case is, in the case of zero-day malware, it's a piece of malware that hasn't been seen before in the wild. So if you go to VirusTotal or any kind of threat reputation database, there is no prior knowledge.
Oh. There's no patches.
It's like a surprise attack. It's a brand new thing.
So
yep.
Signature-based technologies haven't seen it before. That's
correct. Okay. All right. Interesting. And how do you guys solve that problem?
So we Blue Vector was a spin-out of Northrop Grumman. So starting about 6 or 7 years ago through some research projects under the direction of the U.S. government with the military, they started working on high-rate network data capture as well as applying machine learning. So solving the problem of signature-based technologies like antivirus can't keep up with the threats. So that was the crux of the research six or 7 years ago. So what that actually resulted to was building machine learning classifiers. So you take samples of large data sets of malware, known bad, and then you take large sample sets of known good software. And what you do is you do, doing static analysis of the files. So we're extracting thousands of features, characteristics about each file. And then what we're doing is applying statistical mathematics from creating classifiers. So this is what a piece of known good software is and a piece of bad software. At high data rates of speed. So within milliseconds, we can identify at line rate objects coming into your network if it's malicious or not based on these classifiers.
Milliseconds, wow.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law worked there 35 years at Northrop Grumman.
Okay.
Great company. And one thing they did was have an open house every year.
Yeah.
They'd come on in and see all our top secret stuff right here. So they walked around, they showed you satellite stuff. Of course, it wasn't classified, but they had this innovation kind of mentality about things. So I'm not surprised it came out of there originally. That's very interesting.
Yeah. So I think one of the unique. So I started out in the federal government working for the military.
So you were the buyer.
Correct. Yeah, so I've been the operator, the user.
Yeah. Turn your microphone a little bit like that. For, okay.
The acquirer, the buyer on the other side. And so since I've left the government, I've been really focused on understand. So I did a lot of root cause analysis. So when certain things happen, breaches, incident response, what was the breakdown? Was it people, processes, technology? After doing that for 10 or so years, I started realizing, fundamentally, certain things are missing in commercial products to help, fill the gap of people, processes, and technologies. So I started out, I went to McAfee, and then FireEye, and then a small company called Tycon before I came to Blue Vector. And all along the time, I've been looking at what are technologies and capabilities that are really addressing the fundamental challenge with companies. The unique thing I would say about Blue Vector, coming from Northrop Grumman, was it didn't have the pressure from a VC-backed capability in the beginning to deliver results immediately.
Yeah.
So data science, it's very heavy on the R&D side, so it takes time to develop.
It does.
Right.
So what we've done is developed a vast amount of machine learning classifiers over a long period of time, which I think makes us very unique.
How long have y'all been on the market?
So as a spin-out from Northrop, January of this year.
Okay, so fairly new. So those pioneering customers to get on the map, or you're already past that stage?
So, yeah, we've had a handful as part of Northrop, but there's obviously restrictions from that perspective. So it's more of a commercialized product now as opposed to before.
Who's a perfect client for you? Enterprise, medium, anyone with a network looking to protect it?
So it really depends. So it depends on the problem, right? So if organizations... small, medium businesses, mid-sized organizations that have critical information to protect, but they don't have a lot of people. The automation and the context we provide for operators, going back to the people, process, and technologies being a huge challenge. And obviously the cyber workforce is a big challenge as well.
Very big. Shortage, million?
A million people shortage, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, international is even worse. So Oh, really? I think those numbers are just in the U.S., if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, oh, no, I think you're right. Oh, my gosh.
So, and the statistics internationally are even worse than that.
Wow.
So, but yeah, so, you know, from, you know, from operations perspective, analysts are drowning in events, you know, are spending time looking at things that are, and the important stuff is actually bypassing their team and staff and capabilities. So what we do is provide context in real time at the network level from machine learning detections. And that allows the analyst and the team to actually do real-time triage. So they don't have to pivot and go to other tool sets to identify, hey, is this really something we should worry about, or is this you know, benign activity? So I think from a small, medium business perspective, we really scale the workforce and help them focus on
That's
what's really
excellent.
Important. The large enterprises, we've had some traction in that space as well with the accuracy of our machine learning capabilities.
Okay.
So kind of changing what sandboxing technologies do today. Usually there's a pre-filtering process, especially at the network level with things coming across the wire. They have to down select to feed it to a detonation chamber or a sandbox to do analysis. The issue is companies can't afford to, you know, send everything through a sandbox.
Right.
Or they can't afford that much hardware. So what we're actually doing that's also very unique is at the network level at that high rates of speed is we're actually applying advanced analytics through our machine learning classifiers to every object. So we're not doing a down selection based on performance. We're actually inspecting everything. And then we can do that down selection and feed it to a sandbox for enrichment.
Pretty interesting. So my question is really more around validating the data sets that y'all are consuming, mm-hmm. crunching, and then spitting out what you believe is known bad. How do y'all approach that?
A great question. It's so obviously with... you know, there's no shortage of getting access to malware to test the classifiers over the years. So in the case of WannaCry and the NotPetya mm-hmm. release and things like that, you know, we can actually go back and use our classifying models from, you know, 2 years ago, right? 3 years ago. We actually do regression testing to say, at what release, you know, did we start detecting this? So we don't have signature updates or content, but we do provide updates to our classifiers to our customers over time. But we can, you know, those two attacks specifically, we had coverage from 2 years ago.
So is the threat detection more on the malware capability, or is it also when you say machine learning, is it user behavior and understanding the behavior of those machines and when it goes outside the normal daily usage?
Yeah, another great clarifying question. So there's been two approaches to using machine learning at the network level. Our uniqueness is we're focused on pre-breach, so things coming in before an adversary gets access to your network. What we've seen in the market, there's a lot of vendors in the space doing post-breach detection with machine learning.
Yeah.
So they come into the network and they look at the patterns and they
tell you how you got breached.
Exactly. Yeah. So they learn about normal behavior, and then when it deviates through using machine learning, but there's a period of time where they have to
normalize,
learn your environment, and normalize, and you know, by the way, it's after the breach has already happened anyway. So the scary thing with ransomware and what we've seen with destructive malware, like Petya, NotPetya and Shamoon, is the time to react is critical.
Yeah.
Because they're going to start taking action and destroying things.
Immediately.
And if you're waiting for post-breach to detect it, you know, it's going to be too late if you're not following best practices.
You touched on something a few minutes ago after my brain went, blink, blink. What's he talking about?
It's the bright lights.
You were trying to figure out if it was, you know, human error that caused this, if it was, you know, the ones and the zeros was the problem. Mm-hmm. I always come back to human error.
The weakest link.
Well, because the human is either what? Negligently going to thewhitehouse.com and looking at porn and, oops, I opened up something and now right. I got a problem. Or there's a guy attacking. What are you finding are the bigger dangers? I always think it's the internal guy, the employee that's either negligent or an idiot. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
So I think, obviously, you know, that helps the attacker be successful, but,
yeah.
but I don't think it's a fundamental problem. So,
okay,
you know, I think that, I mean, you know, the fundamental problem is security is not built into IT products and software to begin with.
Yeah, but that's a human error. That's a guy that says, you know what, I got to get it to market. I got to make some money, so forget all that security stuff.
Right.
So the guy that buys it and puts it on a network knows that, by the way.
Touche.
Right? The CISO knows that. So why do you do it? I don't get.
Yeah, so the competitive nature, right? Innovate. Right. We want features quicker.
First to market.
You know, first to market, right? So
we'll fix it later.
Security is always an afterthought. So that's the fundamental problem. But with respect to the clicking the links, whether it's an internal user, you just have to assume they're going to click the link, right?
I mean, that's true.
So that's my methodology.
It's inevitable.
Just assume everyone's going to click the malicious link. How do you prevent the damage from being catastrophic to your organization?
What keeps
segmentation in the network, limiting that damage, and responding quickly are the key best practices.
What keeps
there.
You awake at night, Travis? What do you worry about?
Oh, geez. Besides my four kids,
that answer, yes.
I would say the over-dependence of technology and not building security into the whole process.
All right.
That's one. I would say second is underestimating the cyber threats and the impacts. I think there's still a huge knowledge gap. We're starting to see some organizations embrace that, but I think fundamentally it's driven by compliance requirements, and organizations are focused on checking the box and being compliant for accountability. Not really
understanding the holistic risk that they're assuming.
Absolutely.
And compliance is always going to be behind the curve.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you build a compliant, and adversaries know what the compliance requirements are.
Right.
So, it's a 2-foot fence around your perimeter, and they know enough to jump 2 feet, 1 inches.
Yep.
So that's, organizations can't focus just being secure. Being compliant, they have to focus on being secure is the key part.
Travis from BlueVector.io. That's .io. It's at, where am I again? My Black Hat?
Black Hat.
Black Hat 2017 in Las Vegas on Security Guy TV. Stand by for another show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Travis.
It's a pleasure.
Very interesting. Thanks so much.
Thanks.